The Big Scottish Football Podcast with Stephen Mill and Ewan Cameron.
Hello and welcome to the Big Scottish Football Podcast, and it is episode 93. Stephen Mill is still in Germany, so I've drafted in some help today. Please welcome the most, I mean, the best looking actor on Scottish television. I mean, there's no doubt about it. He's an absolute heartthrob. My wife loves him. So much so that she would leave me for him. This man is on my wife's allowed list, which is kind of scary because I'm pals with this man and my wife can get access to him. He's also a star of Scott Squad, River City. Were you in Filth?
Yes.
That movie, Filth?
Yes.
That's one of my favourite movies. What part did you play in Filth?
Clearly not a big part, Ewan, but yes. a blonde Mohican. I played Martin Compson's got a gang, and I'm one of the gang members.
In the movie Filth?
Yes.
With James McAvoy?
Yes.
Martin Compson's in that?
Yep. See? It's not just me, didn't you notice? It's Martin Compson.
Martin Compson and yourself?
Yep.
James McAvoy?
Yep.
Because I went to the premiere of that in Edinburgh. Were you at the premiere?
No.
I was there with Irvin.
I went to the Glasgow premiere.
So we went to the Edinburgh premiere and I was invited by James McAvoy and Irvin Welsh.
Right.
And I was there that night, and then we went to the after party, and then the day after, Irvin Welsh and James McAvoy came into the breakfast show and both were hungover, and James McAvoy couldn't go on the radio until he had a muffin.
Wow.
So he had a blueberry muffin before he came on the show. So you were in Filth?
Yeah.
Do you want to actually tell people who it is for people that are listening?
Right, okay, we'll get to that in just a second. They heard his voice, they know who it is now.
Stephen Purden.
So you was in Filth, which I didn't realise, and the sous chef in the increasingly poor decisions of Todd Margaret.
Now.
What is that? Well, wait, let me just say your name.
Right.
Jordan Young's here. And what? the silence is deafening.
Yes.
Hi, Jordan.
People listen to that going, who?
What's that?
That is a job I did a long time ago, a tiny, tiny part. I think that would, you know, it was a nice wee job, but I wouldn't have put that as a...
It's not part of your resume?
No, it is, but...
Or your CV?
Yeah, I mean, I had about three lines in it.
So where did we get that information from about being a sous chef and the increasingly poor decisions of Todd Margaret?
IMDb. So he was also a farmer at one point, I think, Jordan, weren't you?
A farmer?
Oh, he was a farmer?
Oh, and I think, yeah, I have on a film called Wild Country. Martin Compson's one of the leads in that.
Never heard of it. Should I watch it?
Truth or a lie?
No, you need to tell us the truth.
No, that's no fair. A lot of folk put a lot of work into that. You should watch it, but don't watch it.
So, a lot of yous will probably be aware of Jordan Young, but a lot of people also know him as Shagger. Isn't that true, Jordan?
As a character, yes.
Not in reality.
No, sadly. No, for the lack of trying, Ewan.
Shagger because of River City?
No, because of Scott Squad.
Is it?
Yeah.
Not for River City. I mean, you do get around in River City.
I do. No, actually.
I mean, you do get around in River City.
Yeah, Alex is a Shagger in River City, but the Shagger moniker came from a sketch in Scott Squad where Jack McLaren refers to himself as Shagger. Chris Toll calls me Shagger, and there's a wee sort of sketch, and that's kind of where it comes from.
So Chris Toll's to blame.
Yes.
Chris Toll's to blame. Yes. So we've got Shagger here with us today on the podcast. No Stephen Mill, as I said, he is in Germany. We will get to the football in just a wee second, but the first thing we like to talk about on a Monday morning is how was your weekend? What did you get up to the weekend? Apart from the football, forget the football for just now. What did the Shagger do at the weekend?
The Shagger went out. He had a day in Edinburgh with his best mates that was about 2 years in the making.
Right. We're
all of a certain age, got kids. Last year, couldn't get a date to work. Went through Edinburgh, started about midday, and I was on the 10 o'clock train home, I think, and I was absolutely burst yesterday.
Do you remember getting back?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Because the last time that we spent time together, it was at the Clyde One 50th birthday party at the Hydro. Do you remember that night? Do you remember the end of the night, Jordan?
Yes.
Your wife dragging you away because you were a burst cushion.
Was that really?
You were gone. I mean, you were smashed. You were saying to me, I don't really want to go, but the wife's dragging me away. I want to stay and party.
It was a good night.
It was a great night, yeah.
It was a good night, really good night.
And so you were a burst ball that night and you were a burst ball at the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I don't go often, so when I do, I like to make the most of it.
Okay. You know. So what did I do at the weekend? Do you know what's happened over the last week or so? I've just spent a lot of time in the house watching three games of football. I have watched every game at the Euros. I haven't missed a game at the Euros.
Really?
That's unhealthy.
I've seen about 80%.
I've seen them all.
Great.
I had no plans on Saturday night to watch Belgium versus Romania.
Right.
My plan was to watch the vampire movie Abigail so that I could review it today.
Uh-huh.
Go and put my music on. Put my music on. So normally at this point, I would review something that we watched at the weekend,
right,
and I'd recommend people to go and watch it, whether it be on Netflix or a movie or whatever. So my plan was to watch the movie Abigail, which is about a child who's a vampire.
Right, okay.
And it's on Sky Movies just now. So I was working on Saturday afternoon, and my plan was go home, take away, sit down, sweets, popcorn, maybe a beer or two.
Brilliant.
Watch Abigail. I had no plan to watch Belgium versus Romania. Didn't think it would be a great game. I thought, I'll watch the first 10 minutes before I put the movie on. 2 hours later, I'm still watching it. I should watch the football again.
Great. Was that a good game?
The wife went up the stairs and went, oh, fuck you.
She was way Googling me, was she?
Aye, because I went up the stairs and she'd printed out your picture and says, go and wear that. Go and wear that. Go and wear that face mask for me.
And put a Fife accent on.
So the Belgium-Romania game was actually a really good game, and she went upstairs and she watched... What was she watching again? She was watching Still Game, old episodes of Still Game on the telly, on Netflix. She was watching that. Did you ever do Still Game?
I did, yes.
Oh, did you?
One episode, I think it was a second series. It was about 2004, aye.
Yeah. Okay, so no recommendation for me this week because I was spent my entire weekend watching the football. Well, my wife Googled Jordan Young's face. I wonder if she has Googled you. I'm going to have to ask her that question.
She won't have.
I mean, I've caught her pausing the telly when you're on.
That's not true. That's not true.
Come down the stairs and go, why is the telly paused on on Shagger with his top off? Hey, you can turn that music off now. So that's what we got up to at the weekend. So let's... just want to remind you. Do you want to go and grab one of those bags of crisps, mate?
Right.
Go on then. The Big Scottish Football Podcast is brought to you by the Scotty brand beetroot chips. And they're fantastic. You can get them in three flavours. Thai sweet chilli. Which one have you got there?
Cheese and onion.
Cheese and onion. You're doing a good job there. Just pose that. I mean, that looks great. Yeah. I would get you to market those chips.
Do you think I could be the face of beetroot chips?
You could be the face of beetroot chips. You can get them as Thai sweet chilli, lime and coriander, and cheese and onion, which the Shagger is looking at right now. And you can't open that bag. Give me that. You're not allowed.
Oh,
you'll get a chance to win them later when I act out famous movie scenes to you.
Right. Okay.
So I'm going to act out some famous movie scenes. I don't know what the movies are because producer John's been in charge of that.
Right.
And if you can identify the three movies I'm going to act out to you, we will give you two bags of Scotty brand chips to take away with you.
Ooh.
All right.
Pressure.
So that's coming up a little later. So, do I need to do all this as well, producer John?
Ah, it's what we normally do, Ewan.
All right. I've
Right. There's a system, Ewan. Don't break it.
Right.
Come on.
Right, get going with it. So as I said, you can get them in three flavours, these Scotty brand chips. Make them your first pick while you're watching the Scotland games. See? That doesn't work anymore. Doesn't work, that script.
That's true. Still, the Euros is on. Enjoy them while you watch the Euros, like you did at the weekend.
Yes, exactly. So get yourself a bag of chips. Beetroot chips are really, really good. We Scotty brand and for watching the football, and we'll be playing a little game called Crisp Hemsworth a little later with the Shagger. Right, let's get to your correspondence from last week's show. On producer John making an appearance, 54 Champions says, always thought producer John was about 60 odds. Producer John joined us in the studio for the first time last week, so people got to see him. and the amount of people that messaged me and tweeted me and sent me DMs and completely gobsmacked.
Just saying what a handsome fella that boy is. He should be star of the show.
They genuinely thought that you were old.
I know. Old. I don't know where that's come from. People seem to think I was bald.
Yeah, they did. And you liked a lot of chaps.
Maybe it's your gravitas. Maybe it's the job he's got.
I like that, Jordan. Yeah.
Maybe. What gravitas has he got?
The importance, that's what it is.
Al says, I was sure John was bald. Spanky says, genuinely cannot believe John isn't bald. A lot of people clearly thought that you were a bald man when they used to hear your voice.
Can you tell someone is bald because of their voice?
I've had this happen to me before social media. When I've worked in radio since 1994. And so it's just your voice.
Yeah.
So when people meet you for the first time, you can see the shock on their face and they look you up and down. They don't even hide it. They'll shake your hand and look you up and down and go, oh, I wasn't expecting that. What the fuck were you expecting? And they always expect something either better or worse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's never like, oh, you look better than I thought. They always expect something better. You ever had that?
When obviously been like, on the telly.
Like people see you on the telly, they're so, that character on the telly, right?
Yep.
And then they meet you, the real Jordan, mm-hmm. Young. Are they disappointed when they meet the real guy?
Frequently. Frequently. I think everybody thinks I'm taller. I think
you're short.
I'm average, Ewan. Let's know.
Well, how tall are you?
6'4" on my CV. I'm 5'10". But you know, folk always think I'm taller. Mm-hmm. You go, oh, you're thinner in real life. Or folk and I went, oh, aye, you've put the beef on. Which is lovely when folk are just looking at you and telling you what you've got or what you've not got.
I know. It's because they think they know you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same with working on the radio. Because they see you or they hear you, they think they know you and they can say what they like. So you're not turning up at Tynecastle. Oh, you fud. You twat. You prick.
Imagine what
you're not a real Hearts man. You're a Rangers man. What are you doing here? You're stinking at the place. Get back to Ibrox.
Come on, Jambo Bear, calm it. Come on. Imagine going to Tesco and saying, oh, you're a bit beefy, ain't you? See that wee fella working in the frozen food aisle? He's not very tall, is he? They're just passing comment on you.
On the quiz, getting back to your correspondence, Nicola. Oh, you bloody dancer. The cheers in my house when Ewan won the quiz. Better when Scotland scored the other night against Switzerland. Yes, a lot of people are rooting for me because I'm not very good at the quiz. And Nicola and her family were out their chairs celebrating on my behalf. Thank you for that, Nicola. Love you. Stephen says, Ewan has won a quiz. This is an omen. We are getting through the group. Miracles do happen. Come on, Scotland. Clearly not, mate. We jinxed it with that victory last week for yours truly. Right, let's get into it. It's all about the Euros and it's all about Scotland's performance at the Euros for 2024. Three games we played. And I'm going to read out a couple of stats for you that are going to absolutely shock you. And it's not great reading, to be honest. So Scotland have played their three games, mm-hmm. Yes? This is the stats, the official stats from UEFA, as it stands. And remember, there are still a lot of teams that have still to play their third game.
Right.
So this is even worse than it will be. It's going to get worse. So here we go. Scotland at the Euros after their three games. Expected goals, 0.97. We are 24th out of 24 at the Euros.
Jeez.
Shots taken in our three games, 18. We are 23rd out of 24, but we will drop to bottom when the next round of games are played. Shots on target, 3 out of 3 games, 24th out of 24. Expected goals conceded, 4.3 on average per game, 23rd out of 24. Remember, this is based on our three games. And all the other nations have still got their third game to play. Goals conceded 7. We are 24th out of 24. Those are just some of the stats for Scotland. And here's another one for you. We had 17 shots across. No team in the history of the Euros has had less shots in a group stage performance.
Wow.
In the history of the Euros.
Wow.
In their three games. Even Northern Ireland, who actually got through the group stages with a victory. They got 3 points to go out the group, beat us when it comes to shots on target as well. That's how poor Scotland were at this European Championships. It just gets worse and worse and worse. There have only been two instances at Euro 2024 of a team failing to have a shot in the first half of a match. Both have been Scotland. Every stat is a negative, and we're at the bottom of every single stat.
It's pretty horrific, isn't it?
It is horrific. And last night, we lose to Hungary by a goal to nil. So, where do we begin with this? We'll get to Steve Clark shortly, but let's just talk about the game. And I watched the game. I was in Dunfermline at East End Park with 3,000 Tartan Army. And at halftime, I went and spoke to some of the fans. And they were saying things like, we're keeping possession. We've got great possession and we've got control of the game. No, we didn't have control of that game. Hungary had control of the game. They just sat off us and went, we know.
Yeah, first 15 minutes. We've got a lot of the ball. Great, but...
not doing anywhere.
They're letting us have the ball. They're not pressing us.
They were controlling us.
Yeah. So look at all those stats you've just hit. We're the least forward-thinking side in the entire competition. Yeah. So Hungary are going to have done their homework going, right...
sit in.
You know, they're not a threat.
No.
So we'll sit in, take it for as long as possible. And they did, because when they came, you know, they were much more dangerous. I didn't think Hungary were any great shakes at all.
No.
But they were still better than us, I thought.
And the thing, though, that I found with Hungary is that they were very proactive. Their manager was tactically changing things. He made changes sooner than Steve Clark as well. I can't take any positives out of the game last night. The only positive is I thought Grant Hanley was immense.
Yeah, I thought he was great.
He was outstanding. He's got the bruises and the cuts to prove that he put everything into that game last night. And a lot of fans are having a pop at the players, but I think that you play in the style of your manager. And I lay all the blame at the door of Steve Clark. For me, personally, I thought that was inept. I thought it was poor. I thought it was slow. I thought it was ponderous. He's too slow to change things. He doesn't have a plan B. He persevered with a system and a formation that Hungary knew we were going to play and knew how to play it. He should have changed after 20 minutes.
I think we could all see that Scotland weren't going to score. You know,
but we could see after 20
doors,
minutes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, from early doors. So Steve Clark knows that. I mean, Steve Clark's a good football manager, there's no denying that. I think he's done well with Scotland, but...
Jordan, you and I are going to fault here. I don't think he is. I think he's a very fortunate, lucky manager. He's got a squad of players there that I think are a really good squad of players.
Yeah,
seven of that starting 11 last night played their football in the English Premiership. Nobody else, a striker or that previous to him, had those players playing at that level, right? So and I think as well Steve Clark has found himself in a situation where it's easier now to qualify for a major tournament than it has ever been. I mean, it was extended to 24 nations, so it was the top two in each group. You've got the Nations League and playoffs, and there's back doors into this and a back door into that one. So it's easier to get yourself in a situation where you'll get to a playoff final or you get through the groups because it's the top two of a group of five. So... I think we have qualified in spite of Clark.
Right, okay. No, I agree that our squad's better than it has been for a generation.
Yeah.
You know, for a long, long time, I think we're full of, you know, boys, Man U, Liverpool.
Totally. You know, Premiership, Brighton or whatever.
Tierney was at Arsenal, Brighton, whatever.
He's in Spain now with Real Sociedad and all that.
You know, but just played at Arsenal. So boys that played at the top end of the Premiership, not even the bottom end. You've got the Celtic captain. You've got boys that are...
good players.
Really, really good players.
John McGinn at Aston Villa, just finishing the Champions League positions.
Yeah.
He had an absolute scorching season with Aston Villa. Yeah, he's played out of position for Scotland.
Yeah.
He was anonymous for three games. Mm. He didn't turn up. And I'm not.
I thought he had a better game last night, but I thought Robertson.
Overall, though.
Yeah, Robertson was really quiet last night, I thought.
But I thought both our fullbacks.
Yeah.
That's what we rely on, is our fullbacks getting forward and putting crosses in. I don't remember Robertson getting forward at all and putting in any crosses.
No.
And we could... and now a lot of people might be listening to this and going, oh, listen to you lot. After the horse has bolted, it's all very well and good having a pop and having an opinion on something after the fact. Well, no, because I was on the radio last night and after 20 minutes we were saying in the studio, he needs to change this because this is going to finish 0-0.
Yeah. I think Adams is a really good player, but...
needs help.
He needs help. Yeah. Shanklin came on and I thought he made a difference. But, he looked really good last
why
night.
Why didn't they play Shanklin and Adams together? Why yeah. not? I mean, Adams can run. He's got a work rate.
Yeah.
He can put the pressure on and Shanklin can be there to pick up the pieces. And Shanklin, for me, is a really good footballer. He's intelligent. Yeah. He holds the ball up well.
Absolutely.
He can bring players into play. We watched him against Holland doing that. He was superb against Holland. Mm-hmm. He missed a great chance as well. And I just thought, See when he made the change and he took Adams off and he brought on Shanklin, I nearly smashed my telly. I was we're watching the telly in the stadium at East End Park and I nearly smashed the telly. I nearly put my foot through it. I couldn't believe he went like for like.
Yeah, yeah.
He went like for like. In the 76th minute, he went like for like when he brought on, I can't remember who he brought on, but Shanklin didn't go on until the 84th minute. But in that 76th minute, he went like for like. And I was like,
who did he bring on? Was it Christie Armstrong?
And Armstrong, yeah. Armstrong, so he took off McGinn and Adams. No. Yeah. No, it was McGinn who was it? McGinn and Gilmore.
Gilmore, aye.
He brought off McGinn and Gilmore and he put Armstrong and Christie. He went like for like. Yeah. And he still stayed with the back five in the 76th minute. A game we have to win. A game we have to win.
I mean, obviously, his argument will be like, you can't just go gung-ho, but I think there's got to be a point where you do a wee bit.
But no one's suggesting you go gung-ho. You go to a back four, you bring Shanklin on. You bring Shanklin on, you bring Christie on to support Adams, or you do something.
Yeah.
Where you maybe go a 4-3-2-1 or something, or whatever it might be, or a 4-3-3 or something. But he did nothing, and I thought his management of the game last night was awful and it was poor. And here's the question, and we'll get to it again a little later. Do we sack Steve Clarke for that tournament? Not just last night, but overall. And you look at those stats and you look at the way we played.
The argument for keeping him, and I'm not saying that, well, that's not my argument, but the argument.
I'm asking you. Do you stick with him?
I think it's time for a change.
Take him as far as he can.
But not in that kind of mob mentality.
He has to go, a
witch hunt. I think he has got us to two tournaments.
I'd just like to remind you, the first one, McLeish got us into the playoffs.
Right.
And it took two penalty shootouts against Cyprus and then against Serbia to get us there.
Right. But yes, I do think it's time for a change.
And Moyes was sat last night in the BBC studios analysing that game and he analysed our very slow, ponderous tactic.
Mm-hmm.
And he put the graphic up on the BBC channel and it just said Scotland slow play. And that is what they analysed. And I think they were all just scratching their head, not understanding why we were so slow in everything that we did.
Moyes at half-time.
Would you take Moyes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But Moyes at half-time, the way he was talking was if we'd already been put out. I thought that his body language.
I think he was shocked.
The way he was describing it,
he was in shock.
It was like we've just watched 90 minutes of football in Scotland. They're out of the tournament. It was only half time.
Yeah.
That was kind of alarm bells for me. If he sees that, it was like he's going, this isn't going to get better.
No. He could see it. You could hear it in his voice.
Yeah.
You could hear it in some of the things he was saying as well. Would you take Moyes, who's out of a job just now?
Yeah.
Derek McInnes has said he'd love to manage Scotland one day. Would you take McInnes?
Yeah, I like McInnes.
I like McInnes as well.
I think he's done great at Killy.
Did great at Aberdeen as well.
Yeah. Good Rangers, man.
What? See? I wonder how long it would take for Jordan Young to bring Rangers into the conversation when we're talking Scotland in the European Championship, John, we should have had a sweep on this. At what point would Jordan Young bring up Rangers when we're here to talk about Scotland? And I think what we're 20 minutes in.
I think that's no bad. 20 minutes. I was about 3 minutes in. I wanted to mention it, but you know,
24 minutes in, and somehow he's gone from Scotland to Rangers, and he's in with Derek McInnes. Oh, he's a good Rangers man. He's a good Rangers man.
He did well at Aberdeen and Killy as well. You know, there's three clubs I've mentioned.
you couldn't help yourself. Oh, he's a good Rangers man. Good Rangers man. Right, big talking point last night is not just Steve Clarke and his slow to react and his poor decisions throughout the tournament. Was at a penalty last night on Armstrong. Was that a penalty for you?
100%.
Right.
I
thought at the time it was a penalty. And I know there's a lot of people who are screaming and greeting the day that it should have been a penalty, etc. I'm going to show you something here. Do you remember the game against, was it Romania? I think it was. Lukaku was offside by a kneecap.
Yeah.
You seen that picture?
Yeah, yeah.
Because of that semi-automated offside rule.
Uh-huh.
Everyone, to the naked eye, thought, he's well onside. Turns out his kneecap was offside. Aye. I'm going to show you this picture of the moment that Scott McTominay makes the pass to Armstrong. And remember, semi-automated offside. I think Armstrong's offside. Look at that. That's where the ball's released. Look at his shoulder and where his foot would be in front of the defender. Don't you think he looks offside? See what I mean?
I mean, I do, but I don't.
If I was a betting man, right, because of semi-automated offside and what happened with Lukaku the other night there, I would bet more that he's offside than on.
Maybe.
If I was putting a bet on that, I would say I think he's off.
Maybe, but when you were going to show me that picture, I thought this is going to be dead conclusive.
No, I'm saying...
But I don't think it's...
Right, if you look, take the phone and blow it up in your
fingers. But why did the ref not give a pen and then it be rescinded because he was offside?
No, blow that up.
Right, okay.
Do you see what I'm getting at there? I know it's not the best of angles, but you look at the two Hungarian defenders, I think Armstrong's slightly ahead of them, both.
I don't know about the...
And here's the thing, right? So I don't think the referee thinks it's a pen to begin with, right? Yeah. I don't think he's a... But I think for me that's also a clear and obvious error. They should go back and look at it.
Yeah.
I can only assume and I believe that the reason they didn't go back and look at it is because they knew he was offside. Now, if that is the case, they should have told everybody that they didn't go back and look at anything.
Absolutely.
Because Armstrong had got... was offside, but and then a lot of people say, well, why didn't he just pull it back and give a free kick for offside? Because not all offsides are stop play.
Yeah.
The referee can just go, just play on, because and the team's got possession of the ball.
So if he is onside, do you think it's a penalty?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a stonewall penalty. But at the time when we were watching it, myself and Steve Cowan, who's a former Hibs and Aberdeen striker, we instantly said live at the time, oh, Armstrong's offside. That was our first instinct, Armstrong's offside. And then I've looked at that and I'm just thinking, that's got Lukaku written all over it. I think he's slightly offside. He's got his shoulder out, his left shoulder, and he's leaning out to look behind him and he's leaning forward. I think he's offside.
Could be. It could be.
It's that close.
It could be.
It's close.
Yeah.
So it's not a definitive.
No.
I agree with you on that. But if I was to say to you now, I'm going to give you £1,000. Is he on or off? What are you betting? Remember, semi-automated.
I think the guy at the bottom left is maybe playing him on. It's a difficult angle. That is a difficult angle to read it.
But look at Armstrong's left foot compared to the defender nearest to him. His left foot is further out. Listen, see, at the end of the day, we didn't even deserve it, right? Let's be honest about it.
No.
And I'm not going to sit here and cry about a possible penalty and what could have been and what might have been. See, at the end of the day, we're not good enough. And we didn't deserve anything from that game last night. We deserved everything that we got last night. And I lay all the blame at Steve Clarke.
We started the tournament horrifically.
Oh.
Horrifically. And so much effort was put into recover against Switzerland.
We had to.
And,
no choice.
That kind of... But had the damage already been done? I suppose not, because we'd won last night, then the damage not done. But... psychologically, you get battered, humiliated like we did against Germany, where nobody turned up. Do you blame Steve Clarke?
Yes.
Or do you blame players?
The way he set them up.
Psychologically, though, they look... I mean, you're going to a huge tournament. It's like, if you're going to a cup final, surely so much preparation has to be put on the mentality.
Yes.
Not just tactics. It has to be...
Or physical.
Right. You know, you're going to... The Euros that's going to be watched by hundreds of millions of people across the world during the opening game. There's going to be the opening ceremony. There's a pressure on. There's the host nation. All that. So much psychology has to go into that, not just about tactically how we play football.
And physically.
And they looked shocked, stunned, overawed, going, oh my God, we've never played them. These are all boys that play in cup finals all the time. These
European
are all
boys, games.
Big European games.
Big Premiership games.
Old Trafford, Anfield, all these places.
Real Madrid, and, Barcelona, all of it,
They looked like they were just scared. And I think a lot of damage was done in that first game. And then so much goes on.
You don't think we've properly recovered from that one?
I think there's the hangover of it, of you get beat 2-0 by Germany, it's no big deal.
And you put in an effort.
Yeah, no, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Because Germany looked
we all expected
great.
To lose. Yeah. It was the manner that we lost that really hurt.
Yeah.
And that was a problem. But here's the thing though with Steve Clarke, it's 1-12, and that was against Gibraltar.
I think that's going to get brought up now because
1-12.
There was a lot of, because he came out before it, didn't he? Before the Euros started and said,
judge us on the Euros.
I want us to be peak at the right time.
Judge us on the Euros. Yeah. Well, we are judging you, Steve Clarke. Yeah. And I think your time is up. And yeah. I think we need a fresh face in there. And here's another thing that's really bothered me and annoyed me and frustrated me about Scotland. The stats are horrific. We are the worst team at the European Championships, and the stats back that up. And what makes it worse for me, the teams that are lower ranked than us in this Championships have been amazing. Georgia have been outstanding. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've played in two of the best games of the tournament.
Yep.
They've been brave. They've gone for it. They've attacked. Look at Slovenia.
That's every game I've watched where the underdog, the massive underdog...
gone for it.
They've had an attacking intent.
They've gone for it.
And we have no attacking intent at all.
You look at Slovenia.
Yeah.
They've been, for me, they've been outstanding. Mm-hmm. We're so unlucky not to beat Serbia the other night. They've been so, so good. Austria, where have they come from? We beat them not that long ago.
Yeah.
And they have come on leaps and bounds. They were outstanding against France. They didn't deserve to lose. And then they go and beat Poland 3-1. It was 3-1 going on 6. For me, they've been the most impressive team because they're not one of the fancied nations, but they're such a great side and nobody wants to play Austria in the knockout stages. And then you look at Albania.
Albania
have been brilliant. I mean, fair play, all these teams have been brave. They've gone out and attacked teams who are...
Pace. We lack that. Well, it's not that we lack it because we've got fast players. It's, we don't use it.
No. So I think that our tournament has been way worse and more embarrassing because other nations have showed us up.
Yeah.
And we deserve better than that. The Tartan Army who are out there in their tens of thousands deserve better than that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We didn't put on a show. Now, I thought we were much better against Switzerland, yes, and I was proud of the team to bounce back from that horrific night in Germany. So I was proud of them that night to flip it around and put in that type of performance. I thought, right, our tournament has begun. Then it was back to type. That's what I was so angry and upset about. And again, that... it comes back to it. We can't do that against Switzerland and then do that against Hungary because that has to come from the manager. And then the manager does nothing until the 76th minute. That comes from the manager.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think it comes from the manager, which is why we probably need a change in the dugout. So it was a horrific night for Scotland. It was an abysmal European Championships. It was so bad. And I hate saying this. I kind of wish we hadn't qualified. We were that bad. But you know what? I'm glad we did because the Tartan Army and everyone that's been out there had an absolute ball.
Aye.
And the Germans loved us. The fans had a great time. They had a great holiday out of it. They'll have created memories. Forget the football. They'll have created memories. And from that point of view, I'm delighted. But from the football side of things, the way that we've been embarrassed, I just wish we wouldn't have been there for that. And do you know what I think we should do going forward? I think that FIFA and UEFA should create a new law. Because every city and every country wants Scotland to qualify because of the tens of thousands of people that we bring to each country that there's a major tournament. There should be a law passed that Scotland just get a bye to every tournament because the fans are so good. The team's shite, so it doesn't really matter because we'll not do anything at the tournament. We'll just be there for the fans.
We'll be the whipping boys.
We'll be the whipping boys.
We'll play the bagpipes, so it doesn't matter.
Play the bagpipes and we can sing Flower of Scotland really well and we can march up and down the streets of Cologne and Frankfurt and everything and we're really good for the economy.
Yes.
Right? So
Tartan's lovely to look at.
Yeah.
You know?
UEFA and FIFA, let's just give Scotland a bye because everyone will pump them anyway.
Yeah.
Now, Stephen Mill isn't here, as you've probably guessed. It doesn't mean we can't speak to him, though. So let's cross live to Germany and get the reaction from the Euros with Stephen Mill, who I'm guessing will be jetting back home sooner rather than later. Good morning, Stephen Mill.
Good morning, Ewan Cameron. Good morning. I'm not actually in Germany anymore, thankfully. I'm in Switzerland, so I've left the country already and just pretending that it never happened and we look forward to the World Cup in 2026.
We've got Shagger here in your place, Jordan Young.
How's it going,
Hello, Jordan. How you doing, mate?
I'm good, mate. How's you?
Yeah, I absolutely got after last night, genuinely just so disappointed. And I mean, there was so many bits about the trip that's been amazing, but the football, unfortunately, was not one of them. So,
Stephen, let's just forget about the football for a second. I just said to Jordan there a couple of minutes ago, take the football out of it. The hundreds of thousands of fans that turned up there, they have created memories for a lifetime. From that perspective, from that side of things, out with the football, it has been an amazing journey and story for the fans who were there.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's been so good. Like, the atmosphere's been fantastic. Like, even the build-up to the game yesterday, mixing with all the Hungarian fans, and, you know, like the Flower of Scotland last night, I thought was absolutely amazing inside the stadium. Same with the Cologne game as well. Cologne's a beautiful city. Munich, I thought was class as well. I'd definitely go back to either of them. And yeah, like, you know, listen, I spoke to you yesterday in the build-up to the game, and, you know, I was here with my wife, and then all my mates, my mum and dad were here, all their pals as well. And, you know, it's once-in-a-lifetime stuff. And I'll never ever forget that. I mean, it's been an amazing couple of weeks apart from football.
Yeah, apart from the football, and I have to say it to you, my friend, but I think you won Twitter last night with your tweet.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I don't actually know if David Moyes is the answer. But I think, you know, if Steve Clarke was the step down, I don't think he's going to get sacked, but if he decided that he'd had enough, I think obviously David Moyes would be one of the front runners, whether he's the right person or not. You know, it was more of a tongue-in-cheek tweet, but
I'll just explain the tweet. For those of you who didn't see the tweet, Stephen tweeted last night just a picture of the Batman sign, you know, when you put the light up into the clouds, but instead of the picture of the bat, it was a picture of David Moyes.
Brilliant.
So sending out an SOS to David Moyes. It was a cracking tweet, Stephen. Can I just ask you, in regards to Stevie Clarke, it's a day after the night before, and the Tartan Army were really angry and upset, and there was a lot of talk of Clarke out. Now that the dust has settled, Stephen, what's the opinion this morning about Stevie Clarke and the tournament overall?
Yeah, it's difficult because he's now lost a lot of people.
Mm.
And it's difficult to get them back once it's lost. Listen, I think overall, Stevie Clarke's done a pretty decent job as Scotland manager. I don't think he's done a bad job at all. But when it's come down to the two times we've actually qualified for the tournaments and got into the tournaments themselves, it's just been so poor.
Yeah,
it's just been so, so poor. And I don't know. I honestly don't know whether he's going to stay or not. I think if he does go, I think that we can say, listen, thank you very much, Steve. You've done a pretty decent job, but when it's come down to it, we need more. Like, you know, I think all the teams that have gone through the last 16 of the Euros, teams like Northern Ireland, teams like Iceland, they've all been through the group stages, and I'm just like, they're not better than us.
No.
And yeah, I think the players have to take a big portion of the blame. A lot of our big players just didn't turn up either last night. Again, it was so, like, we had a lot of possession, didn't do anything with it. That's maybe partly how we were set up, but I don't think Steve Clarke would deliberately set up a team not to create chances. But I just think I don't know, but there's a lot of disappointment around, and I can totally understand why people maybe think it's time for a change. I don't know. I think you'll probably get the Nations League games to see what happens with them, because we're obviously playing some really decent opposition, Portugal, Croatia and Poland. If we end up getting a doing in those matches, I don't think you'll be able to survive that.
Yeah, I think if it goes pear-shaped in September for those internationals against Portugal, Croatia and Poland, then his time might well be up. Listen, I think Steve Clarke will be doing a lot of reflecting this morning and over the next couple of days as well about what he did and what he could have done better. And he's the type of guy that I think, Stephen, that if he thinks that's as good as he can get the team, I think he's a stand-up guy. He'd probably walk himself if he thinks he can't improve that team or get them to play better or to improve us.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, I think you know, as I said, I like Steve Clark. I think he's overall done a pretty decent job, but it's just been so disappointing, and we were so passive last night.
Yeah.
So defensive until the last 10 minutes, and then we absolutely went for it and ended up getting caught. I mean, that doesn't really matter in the end, but I just think there's a few players in this squad as well that are probably, you know, that's it for them, I would think. I think there needs to be new fresh faces brought in the squad. And to be fair, he tried to do that with Ben Doak and it didn't work out. We obviously really missed Tierney last night, I thought.
Yeah.
And we also missed Hickey. You know, these players make a difference. But yeah, I honestly, I'm so deflated and so disappointed. It was just a rubbish way to go out of a tournament because I didn't feel like we gave it a proper go. And that's the most disappointing thing.
And Steve,
I mean, and what I would say as well, actually, just to finish off, I mean, we should have had a penalty. I mean, that was ludicrous. It was a stonewall.
Yeah,
penalty.
I mean, it was really tight.
We wouldn't have deserved it.
No, we wouldn't have deserved the penalty should we have got it. And I think at the end of the day, we probably got what we ultimately deserved last night. But if that isn't offside, then it's 100% a stonewall penalty for me. But that debate will rage on. My final question to you, Stephen, is this. When it comes to Scotland and how we performed overall, what has bothered me, upset me and angered me most is it teams that are lower than us in the rankings in this tournament, your Albanias and your Georgias of this world, your Austrias, your Slovenias, they have been a joy to watch. They've been attacking. They've been brave. They've had a go. They've scored goals. They've created chances. They've given their fans something to scream about, to be proud of, to sing and cheer. We've just not done that.
No, we haven't at all. I mean, I would say that the Switzerland performance took a wee bit of guts. It was quite a gutsy performance.
Yeah.
You know, on another day we could have won it. And I thought we played pretty well, but obviously the games either side were just awful. I mean, to be fair, I thought Hungary were really poor last night as well. It was two really poor teams playing against each other. And obviously, you know, they caught us in the break at the end and, you know, it didn't matter. But, you know, you're totally right. Albania have had a go, Georgia have had a go, Slovakia have had a go.
Yeah.
You know, there's no reason. I think that the teams that are having the most success are, you know, high intensity, high pressing, you know, as you say, having a go, like pace and power. And, you know, maybe we don't have those players, but I totally agree with you. It's really disappointing to see other teams. You think, well, you know, they don't have as good quality a player as us, but at least they're having a go sort of thing. So, yeah, it's really disappointing.
When do you fly home, Stephen? Why are you in Switzerland, out of curiosity? You were in Stuttgart last night. How did you end up in Switzerland?
They've got these things called trains, Ewan. It's a fascinating thing.
I think we could all hazard a guess, Ewan, that he's travelled there.
Yeah. So we got a train down this morning for Stuttgart, and we've got two nights in Basel in Switzerland, and then we fly home from Basel on Wednesday morning, like early doors, and then I'm back at work on Wednesday.
Are you back at work on Wednesday? You back on the home show, what's it called? Is it the home drive show, the drive time show? What's it?
The drive show.
Yeah. You back on the radio?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
4 o'clock.
What, you're back on Wednesday and on the radio on the same day?
Yep.
I'd want at least one day.
I like money.
I know you like money, mate. You need to get money for that Germany trip you've just paid for.
I know.
Listen, lots of memories, no doubt, out with the football and seeing your pictures and the videos and all that, Stephen. You and your wife have created many a great memory there in Germany over the last week or so, and it'll be good to have you back, my man.
Yeah, definitely. I'll see you when I get back, and hopefully I'll not be as sad when I get back.
No.
I'm so deflated at the moment. So anyway, I'll let you go.
Cheers, bud.
Enjoy the rest of the podcast.
Cheers,
see you next week.
Right. Cheers, mate. All the best, bud. Thanks, mate.
Bye.
That's Stephen Mill in Switzerland. He got around, by the way. He was in Munich, and then he was in, where did we go for our second game? Where was our second game? Cologne. Stuttgart. Liechtenstein he was in. He was in Liechtenstein. He jumped on a train and went to Liechtenstein, and now he's in Switzerland. I mean, I suppose when you're in Germany, there's like loads of like countries near you.
Yeah.
And it's just a hop, skip, and a jump to another country. So, and I do like the look of Liechtenstein. He was on last week on the show from Liechtenstein. That place looks amazing.
I'd love to do that. I'd love to. But I've missed my chance now. No about it.
Aye. Well, you could date with a wife. A wee romantic trip away. Base yourself in Germany. We train to Switzerland. Or we train to Liechtenstein.
I don't know if she'd fancy it. Maybe she would fancy it.
Do you think she would?
I'll ask her.
What kind of holiday is your wife like? Is she one of those women like my wife who likes to sit by the pool under an umbrella, read a book in the sunshine and go swimming and then come back out, read a book, have a cocktail or two?
Are you that? I wish I was more adventurous.
Do you not go walks and have a look around? Because I get bored just sitting around the pool.
My kids are young. They're getting a wee bit older now, but... Like, when you've got young kids, see, going city breaks and wandering about, they just get bored and tired, so...
How old's your youngest?
She's 7.
Could you not leave the youngest and go, like, for, like, a long weekend to, like, Prague or Amsterdam or Munich or Berlin?
But I'd miss her.
Love
my kids.
Family time.
You can't leave them.
So you have to take them with you on holiday as well?
Yeah? Once they leave the nest, then we've got the rest of my life to do that, but no, I can't leave my kids.
Here's some relationship advice for anyone, right? If you've got young kids, right? You do need some me time. You do need to get a break for the kids.
We'll go away one night and that, but it's always...
No, but see that one night thing? But you're still on the phone. Yeah. But you're on the phone.
Yeah.
You're on the phone, aren't you? Actually, I told you. What you need to do, you don't have a break in Scotland. What's your wife's name again? Because I met her the night.
Karen.
Karen, that was it. So, if Karen, if you are listening to this or watching this podcast... Trust me when I tell you this. You need to get a break from the kids. Go and book yourselves a flight, you and Jordan, just you two, and go for a long weekend to an Amsterdam, to a Paris, to a Berlin. A Prague. Prague is amazing. Really, really good. Do it. And it's good for your relationship. It's healthy for your relationship because at the moment, it's just kids, 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 kids. There's no time for mum and dad. Mum and dad are too busy with the kids and sorting the kids out, feeding the kids, getting them to bed, getting them up for school, picking them up from school. You need some time for you and your wife.
We're going to Pink this weekend.
Where's that?
To us at Hampden.
Ah, but you're just going to go hate me your kids again.
I know, but we'll get a wee day out.
That'll be a good gig.
Can't wait.
That'll be a cracking gig. That'll be so good.
I love Pink.
So do I. And our show's apparently spectacular.
Aye.
So here, okay then. Let me, again, I know we're going off on a tangent here. Another bit of relationship advice, right? Okay. So a few years ago, Take That came to Hampden.
Uh-huh.
We live in Falkirk. So Take That came to Hampden.
Right.
So we thought, nah, bugger that. We're not going back home to the kids. We booked a hotel.
Did you?
Aye. So we made it a proper day out, meal, hotel, got changed, went to the gig, came back to the hotel, lovely breakfast in the morning, and then we went home. You should be looking out the box.
Look out the box,
and then don't just treat it as a wee night away from the kids, but then having to go back to the kids. Stay out all night. Go and get a cheap hotel deal somewhere. A wee travel lodge. Go and meet Lenny Henry at the Premier Inn.
You should be a therapist.
And you know what's really good about the Premier Inn? You get those mood lighting lights at the back of the bed.
Oh, aye.
So it's like red or purples or greens.
What you can choose.
You can choose.
Ooh.
You can choose the colour you want.
Ooh.
They don't have blue, though.
That doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
A lot of green, though.
No comment.
Right, should we play a wee game? Are we doing this, Producer John?
Yeah, of course we are.
Right, so you have, and I've got it down here, it's face down. We're going to play a wee game with you,
right? Okay,
Jordan, the shagger. I have here that Producer John has printed out to me. Are these quotes from movies?
Yes.
And I have to act out the scene from the movie this features in?
Yeah.
And Jordan has to identify the movie?
Yeah.
And if he gets all three, he wins these two packets of crisps or chips from Scotty
Brand.
It's
the game we've been playing throughout the Euros. However, we've switched it to actors rather than footballers, and we're calling it this week Crisp Hemsworth.
Right.
Oh, really? Oh. So I have to act out these scenes, and if you get three, out of three, I'm going to give you these crisps.
What if I get one? Do I get one bag of crisps?
No, you don't. Right. You get three. They're chips, actually. They're beetroot chips. Beetroot chips, cheese and onion flavour. Right. Name the movie.
Right.
Show me the money! Show me the money! Show me the money!
Jerry Maguire.
Is the right answer.
Well, Ewan, you're maybe doing it with the crisps in your mouth. Nah, that's the whole thing.
No, I'm not doing it with the crisps.
It's dead easy otherwise.
No, but I'm doing my acting. I'm acting. I am now in the movie Jerry Maguire. I'm not doing it with crisps in my mouth because I've got an actor here and I want a part in River City, so I want him to see me in action so he can go back to the producers of River City and go, do you know what? I've just done the podcast with Ewan Cameron. He's a cracking actor.
Put the crisps in your mouth.
Shut your face, you know. I'm not doing it.
Put the crisps in your mouth, Ewan.
No, I'm not doing the crisps in my mouth. I'm doing acting.
They're chips. They're no crisps. They're chips. Scotty Brand chips.
Chips. They're chips.
That
Scott
is why
chips.
He should be the face of Scotty Brand right there.
Call my agent, Scotty Brand. Call them.
Right, here we go. Oh, this is class. This is one of the best movies of all time. Right. You ready? Right, here we go. Got a wide shot. Got a wide shot on YouTube. Here we go. Get a white shot. Get a white shot, John. I'm going to act this out properly. Here we go.
Say hello to my little friend. Say hello to my little friend.
Scarface on helium.
Was that not Al Pacino?
It was an interpretation of Al Pacino. Not actually, disclaimer, I couldn't do any better, but...
Say hello to my little friend.
No.
What's the wee mouse? The wee Mexican mouse? The wee...
Say hello to my little friend.
Okay, right. Next one. Right. So you got 2 out of 2. Well done. Here we go. Third line from a movie. Get this right and we'll give you 2 packets of beetroot chips from Scotty Brand.
Come on.
Hey. You. Ah, you. Nobody puts baby in the corner. I'll try and do it with American accent. How does an American accent go?
I don't know, mate.
John, producer John, go and give me a wee hint to an American accent.
Depends what kind of American accent you
anything
want.
Will do, just give me something. Right,
so a Patrick Swayze one.
A Patrick Swayze one.
just give me anything.
Why don't you do it like a hick, like that?
Okay.
Because you're wearing a baseball cap, let's face it, you do look like one.
Man, I'm from Texas. Yeah, from Texas. Hey, you ain't nobody puts baby in the corner. No, that's not American. What was that?
I was like Dick Van Dyke. Nobody puts Riverside baby in the corner. Oh, Betty.
John, go and do that line for me in an American accent.
In a hick accent, right, okay.
Go on.
Nobody puts... That's too cool. Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
The corner. River City, you're in EastEnders, mate.
Oh, there's another one for you. Name the soap opera.
Oh.
You're not my mother.
EastEnders.
I am your mother.
You went to a different country there.
Anyway, so nobody puts baby in the corner.
Is Dirty Dancing
is the right answer. Yes. You've just won yourself 2 bags of beetroot chips from Scotty Brand.
Thank you, Scotty Brand.
Go and try them. Tell me what you think. Be honest, because they're really good.
I need to open them now because I've got to give them my kids for their dinner.
No, we've got loads through there.
Okay.
Just try a couple.
What if I don't like them? Then this is really awkward for your advertising.
No. You have to be honest. We're only honest on this show.
Smell like Quavers. Good start.
A lot of people said that, then they taste them. And they're really good for you as well.
Really nice.
Like them, eh?
Yep, they're very good. Nice.
Can you imagine that with a bottle of beer watching the football?
Lovely.
Cold bottle of beer.
Not Scotland anymore, because they're out. No. But...
So well done to you, my friend. You can. Yes. We've got a box of chips. You can take them home to your kids once we finish here. Because that's why you're getting paid to be here today. Let's do this.
Get ready to open the big Scottish football trash can. It's in the bin.
It's our version of Scottish Football's Room 101. We suggest something we want to see put in the bin, and it's up to you to decide if it goes in or not. Last week, Simon Donnelly was here. former Celtic and Scotland striker. How many caps did he get for Scotland? What do you think, Simon Donnelly?
I don't think it was a huge amount.
Correct, but how many?
He went to France 98.
He did? Well done.
He didn't get a game.
Didn't get a game, you're right.
Because I was listening to Clyde Super Scoreboard the other night.
How many caps did he get?
7.
Close, 10.
Ooh.
10. But yes, Simon Donnelly suggested last week what should go into the Scottish football bin. Goalies falling on the ball in slow motion for no reason after saving a shot or catching a cross. You know when they just catch the cross?
Yeah.
And they just slowly fall to the floor and lie down for a few seconds. It's irritating, especially if you're losing 1-0.
Aye.
So what? You thought that should go in the Scottish football bin.
But if you're winning and your keeper does that, you'll love it.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
Aye, it's good banter, but...
Yeah. Can we have the drum roll, please? There's a drum roll. We have a result. With 57.7% of the vote, it's an aye. It goes into the bin. Well done, Simon. But the result was closer than I thought. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of people vote for that. 57.7% of the vote said aye for it to going in the bin. But like what you're saying, if you're on the other end of it, it's good banter.
Aye,
and
aye.
It's winding up the opposition. Because
and you know your keeper does it. It's like when the keeper balls at their feet and they bend down, but they're not touching it.
Yeah.
They wait till the last second.
Yeah, aye. Aye. So it goes into the bin. Right, today, here is a question. And I'm taking control of this one. Clark out, aye or no? Clark out. Does Steve Clark go into the Scottish football bin? I know it is still raw. Emotions are still high. The dust hasn't settled. Are we jumping the gun? Are we being too reactive? Steve Clark in the Scottish football bin. Is it time to make a change? That is the question. You can go and cast your vote at Big Football Scott on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Remember, you can see our mugs as well as you... And also listen to us on the Super Scoreboard YouTube channel. That's where you'll be watching us right now, where the Shagger is and where I am right now on YouTube. You can also search for Clyde One Super Scoreboard on YouTube and you will find our show. It's also available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple, Amazon. What else are we on, John?
We're on everything, Ewan. Whatever you get your podcast, that's the word that everyone says. You know, that's the phrase. Whenever you see a podcast, like whenever you get your podcast, get us there. That's
get us there. Everywhere. You can't miss us. And I'm going to be on Super Scoreboard tonight. I'm hosting tonight. I'm in charge because the team are flying back from Germany today. So I've been drafted in to host tonight.
Right.
And it's all going to be about Steve Clark. And is it, who's on with me tonight? Is it Hugh Dallas? Is it Hugh Keevans?
Hugh Keevans and Simon Donnelly.
Oh.
And Hugh's got a bee in his bonnet about you calling him Darth Vader. So expect him to come back on that.
Hugh Keevans for me is a Dark Lord.
Really?
He's just Mr. Negative. He's Negative Norman. So every time I appear on the show now, he's just Darth Vader.
Right,
and we play him the Darth Vader music and he doesn't like it. But he is a Dark Lord. So yeah, I'll be on Super Scoreboard tonight as the boys fly back from Germany. And the Big Scottish Football Show will be on as well on 4th One West FM, TFM, MFR, North Sound 1 as we bring you coverage of the Euros throughout the tournament. Right, so that's it. Are we ready to play the quiz? Got a pen and paper? Ooh. You got a pen there? I gave you a pen.
Yep.
Ah, you got a pen.
Got one. Does it work? It works.
It works. So it's five. Oh, John, you're in charge of this. Can you explain what happens here?
Yes, I'll explain to Jordan what happens. Basically, Jordan, it's like a penalty shootout. We've got five questions in front of us. We get an answer from the two of you. Best of five wins. Simple as that.
Right,
it's a draw. We go to a tie break. And Ewan's pretty rubbish at this game since the split. We reset the counter because he was getting absolutely pumped. So it's now 8-1, Ewan.
I beat Simon Donnelly last week.
You did beat Simon last week.
Stephen Mills just too good at this.
And what is it? Just
Euros questions.
Euros
questions.
We're getting both the same questions for each of us. Just write it down.
Right,
so there's no cheating going on.
Okay.
And this is the last podcast, Ewan.
Of the season.
Of the season.
When are we back? Are we back for the week
before?
We will
be back the week before the season starts.
Okay.
So we'll be back, I think that's July, the week beginning of July the 28th.
I'll need those coins for tonight.
No, it's leave the coins alone. They're for Super Scoreboard.
Yeah,
viewing.
I want that tonight.
Don't right. steal them like you normally do.
I'm just hiding my answers from Jordan because I know he's
right,
a cheat.
Okay, right, you two ready?
Yeah,
yes.
Go on.
Right, okay, here we go. First question. Right. Which player has scored at least one goal in five separate European championships? Which player has scored at least one goal in five separate European championships? 60 seconds on the clock.
John, can I just get clarification on that question?
Yes.
There's a number of players here, isn't there?
One.
Oh, well, that's easy then.
Is it? I think there's another... I'm going to go left field and I'm going to regret it. I'm going to regret it because there's the obvious one.
I've gone for the obvious one.
Right, okay. You've both got an answer?
Yes.
You've gone left field?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Right, Ewan, what's your answer?
This is not good. This just does not sound good at all if he's asking me first, because I've went for the obvious one. I went with Ronaldo and I've written it
Ronaldo
down.
Ronaldo is Ewan's answer.
Oh, no.
Jordan.
What did you go for?
Shaqiri.
Jordan Shaqiri. Switzerland. He scored the other night against Scotland.
One of you has it right.
Oh, no, I bet Shaqiri.
Ewan, what was your answer again?
Ronaldo.
I heard something the other night about Shaqiri, but clearly I was wrong.
I think it's he scored it like World Cups. Right. I think there was a consecutive thing, but not Euro Champions. Sorry, Jordan.
No.
Right, okay. Right, next question for you guys.
Go on.
What age is Pepe? He's the oldest player at the tournament, but what age is Pepe? 60 seconds on the clock.
Got it. Oh, I'm on a roll, baby. I'm on a roll. The shagger is going down.
I've got a guess.
So the winner of this quiz gets to take Jordan's wife to Amsterdam for the weekend.
And the loser gets to stay with Ewan's wife in this house.
Right, okay, then you've both got an answer, yeah?
Yes.
Right, okay. Right, what have you went for, Jordan?
42.
42, and Ewan?
You're a year too late, or too much. It's 41. He's 41.
41.
41.
Ewan.
Yes!
It's not looking good, is it?
It's not looking good, Jordan. It's not looking good. Right, one more goal you need, Ewan, to win this
quiz. Why did I put Shaqiri, honestly?
Right. How many own goals have been scored so far in the tournament? How many own goals have been scored so far in the tournament? 60 seconds on the clock.
He went too fast there. He knew the answer. just a guess again. They are nice crisps, though, so that's, I'll take some solace for having nice crisps.
I'm going to enjoy my weekend with your wife.
Does that mean two years against Jordan?
She would say the same.
Actually.
Jordan's Teresa will be enjoying this quiz.
She won't have to Google his face anymore. He'll be sat at the end of the bed.
Right, you've both got an answer.
I have got an answer.
Jordan.
Four.
Oh, you're wrong.
All right, okay, you're Ewan, wrong. What have you got put down?
The answer's six.
You're saying six.
Yeah. It's the top
Jordan,
goal scorer.
You've went for four. Ewan.
Yeah.
I cannot believe it.
I want to go for a granny here.
Oh, you go for the granny?
I'm going for the granny. I'm going for a 5-0 here.
It's humiliating.
Right, so I have won this quiz. I am a champion. I am the best of the best. Mm-hmm. And Karen, I cannot wait to spend time with you in Amsterdam. I know some great places to go to, and I can negotiate a great price.
You can't humiliate the star of television. Jordan, you're on this podcast.
It's too late, it already has.
Right, okay.
Oh, man.
Right, I don't think you'll get this one, though, Jordan.
Can you imagine? That's going to be by the way, this is going to be a really awkward conversation when he gets home. Karen, just to let you know, you've won Ewan in a quiz.
I'm away to pink myself.
Stood there in the corner. Right. I wonder what Ewan and Karen are doing.
Right, here we go.
Sending you pictures from the red light district. Hi, Jordan.
Right, question is, Bundesräume der Republik Österreich is the anthem of which country? Bundesräume der Republik Österreich is the anthem of which country?
Got it.
So have I.
I think.
Yeah. Have you written that down?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Oh, he's both got...
Very quick, right, okay.
What have you went for, you?
No, go with him first.
Go with Jordan.
Austria.
Yeah, I went with Austria as well, and I've written it down. There you go, Austria.
Well, you know what? You said both right. The granny is off.
The well granny done. Is
off. I want to get 5 out of 5.
Oh, you got for the 5.
5 out of 5. I've never done it. I've never
You've
done
never
it.
Done this, Ewan. This is true.
I've never got past 2.
So you brought your A game when it was me.
Oh, I brought the A game, mate.
This is for the 5 days.
Do you know
Ewan?
What? Do you know what this is? Every
it's
week,
a miracle is
no,
what
no,
it is.
No. Every week, the prize is Karen, and then see what happens. Right? My A game is on. A game is on.
Well, remember that for the start of next season when Steven's back. The prize is Karen Young every week.
Every week. And there's a knock at the door. Is that you and again?
I might need to run this by her, guys. I might. I'm not saying I will, but I might.
Right, okay, final question then, boys.
Hey, the worst part of that for you is when she goes, oh, that sounds great.
Right, which side has played in the most Euros finals? Which side has played in the most Euros finals? 60 seconds.
When did the European Championship start? Was it 60s?
1960, I think.
Yeah. Actually, just qualifying for the tour, not getting to a final, you mean? The actual finals itself?
Yeah.
The full tournament? Oh. You think that'd be... Well, you'd think that most of the heavyweight nations would have done it. Is it just one?
Yeah.
Is it just the one? Have you got an answer?
Aye. Complete guess.
Is that a guess?
Yeah.
It'll be one of the heavyweights that you've gone
for.
It's
got to be.
Aye. But which one is it? I don't know why I'm going to say this one, but I'm going to go with this to try and get 5 out of 5. See if I've got this right. It's the best weekend Karen will ever have.
Right, okay, he's both got an answer.
Wait until I go home to my wife and say, right. By the way, dreams come true, you've got Jordan. Right, here we go. What'd you go with?
Netherlands.
You went with Netherlands?
Aye. Jordan's went for Netherlands. You know what you went for?
I went for Italy.
This is for the 5 as well.
I went for Italy. I just got a feeling that I know they've missed it in World Cups, but I can't... I think it might be Italy. Netherlands are a great shout. Go on. Don't say. Let's have another guess. Write down another answer.
You don't get this right.
No, I know. But we're just going to play along here. I'm going to go this now.
Right.
You got another answer?
Yep.
What'd you go with?
Spain.
Oh, I wrote down Spain as well. And Marshall has saved. Hold on. Keep going.
Yes.
Keep going.
Keep going.
It must be this then, is it not?
You'll eventually get there.
Yeah. I'm going to go with that. What have you written down?
Germany this
time. Aye, I've got Germany.
Well done. Got there in the end, and Ewan will give you the music because you don't get to hear it often.
So what we learned there is that Jordan Young might be a shagger, but he's pish at a football quiz. Right? Absolute shite at a football quiz.
Shaqiri was an awful answer.
It started
but
you
I thought
badly.
I was dead smug when I wrote it.
Yeah.
I thought I'm going to...
Do you know what? I just want to thank everybody for their overwhelming support last week when I won against Simon Donnelly. And here I am beating the shagger himself, Mr. Jordan Young. And that has just made my weekend. That's put a smile on my face after watching that shite last night in Stuttgart. And see, when you go home with your wife, you tell her what she's won.
Yes.
Can
yes.
you film that and send it to me?
I'll certainly think about it.
Okay, mate. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Can we show our appreciation for Mr. Jordan Young?
Thank you for having me.
Yes, would you like to do it again?
I'd love it. It was great.
Can you bring Karen and me, and I'll bring my wife in. They can sit over there and watch us, and we can give. We can...
I've heard that said before.
Sit and watch us.
Weekends to Amsterdam. Let's get my wife involved. They sit and watch us. All right, Ewan.
I didn't mean it like that, you filth bag. That's it for the Big Scotland Football Pod. No, the Big Scottish Football Podcast. I even forgot the name of it there. That's it for the season. So Jordan Young has been our climax to what has been a brilliant season. Have yourselves a great one. We'll speak to you in a couple of weeks. Bye. Wave, Jordan. Wave. He's waving.
Bye, pals.